Well, in terms of non-governmental activity, London was centre for many reasons. Britain being the metropolitan country for South Africa, there was a relationship. And there was much more reporting on South Africa, concern about South Africa in Britain, both positive and negative. Second, the anti-apartheid movement was one of the first to be formed and developed quite rapidly, got strong support, the boycott movement and so on. Thirdly, the news from South Africa came to Britain much more. Every time I went to London, I could talk to them and I learned a lot more about what is happening in South Africa. It was reporting was much better in Britain. Then the liberation movement was there. For a few years, Oliver Tambo himself was there. And there was Robert Resha with him and many of the leaders of the liberation movement were there. Even after Oliver Tambo left, there was an ANC office there and there were other people like Joe Slobo, Yusuf Dadu and others were there, which didn't exist in other places. So it's also one of the centers for the liberation movement. And the anti-apartheid movement was working very closely with the liberation movement. Then Britain being the main investor in South Africa and having the closest military relations, movement in Britain was much more important than other places. Now we used to argue sometimes, the British anti-apartheid of course always thought of Britain as the main enemy, main problem, and struggle in Britain is the most important. I myself felt that although it is true that Britain has more investments and military relationship at that time, the key is the United States, because it is a great power, Britain is not so powerful, and the United States is much more influenced by the Cold War, which has become much more a factor. So the change in the United States is more important than maybe a change in Britain. But this was sort of an academic argument because we agreed that both are important.